Welcome to Weekly Edition. My name is Pat Allen. Thank you very much for tuning in. I expect you, like many folks in the community, look in your mail from time to time and you see something from a group that you may not be that familiar with, but they're persistent. They're always coming after you saying, come out to see our shows, come out and support us. And I'm talking about the Keshet Dance Center and Arts Complex. I guess that's one way of saying it. You might think they've been around for a long time, and I guess 23 years is a long time, but in my mind, I kept thinking they've been around for a long, much longer time than that. So they're doing some good stuff if they're so well-known in the community. I have with me today the founder of Keshet. I have Shira Greenberg. I have the business advancement director, Adrian Moore Trask, and I have a dancer and a parent and a volunteer, Sandra Madokine Evans. Welcome to Weekly Edition.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gracias.
All right. Yeah, so we got a crew on hand today. So I think all of our questions should be answered.
we hope so.
Someone here to answer. they won't be that complex, believe me. But I do want to start with you, Shira, because you founded Keshet in 1996. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, I grew up dancing. I'm originally from Minneapolis, and ended up very randomly in New Mexico and really was looking for where is the dance community here, particularly the contemporary dance community, and wasn't really finding my niche. There's a really great contemporary dance program at the University of New Mexico, but I wasn't here as a student. And so just as a community member trying to find that space. And so eventually decided I would start a dance company here. But really, my interest was how do you combine the professionalism of contemporary dance and a really deep commitment to the community within which we are dancers and artists? And not being from New Mexico originally, I spent the first year or so really just asking a lot of questions and listening to a lot of people about what might be missing here in the community and what holes there were that perhaps a dance program could fulfill and could really dig in a different and unique way beyond what people maybe think of traditionally under the umbrella of dance.
I have to ask you, how do you randomly end up in New Mexico? You go to the bus station in Minneapolis? And you say, I've got $15, how far can I get?
Well, sort of close to that, yeah. I had been moving around quite a bit and living in Israel and living in California and New York and back in Minneapolis and was kind of bored and then woke up. Well, I went to bed one night and I said, tomorrow I will get a sign from the universe of where to move. And then when I woke up the next morning, the Today Show was on and Willard Scott, you know, when he would go to different places, and he said hello from Albuquerque. And so I said, thank you, Willard. Yeah.
Well, so, that's great. Yeah. That's a great story. So you traveled around, you ended up in New Mexico.
Yep.
And you looked at the dance scene, and you said, there needs to be more,
at least
that from your perspective, what you'd like to see.
Yeah.
So what niche did you hope to fill when you started Keshet?
Well, I really...
You would even call it a niche.
Yeah, I think I would. And I was really looking at both dance from a professional dancer perspective of what could be available for dancers who wanted to create and hone their craft themselves and have opportunities to train and perform, but also what I really believe in the power of dance and what dance can do for people, whether that be on a professional level or not. And so really just spoke a lot to different organizations, different social service organizations, youth organizations, city council environments, neighborhood associations. And what came out of those conversations were two different entities that said, we would really love to see dance in our community. One was the Carrie Tingley Hospital. And so from that, we started to build a mixed ability dance program, seeing if we could integrate dance for young people who were maybe recovering from different surgeries or had spina bifida, cerebral palsy, and maybe were inpatient at the hospital at the time and not able to participate as a kid, being a kid and having dance opportunities. So we built a program, just an 8-week program with the hospital, using some great resources from the nurses and the occupational therapists and physical therapists and doctors there. And after the 8 weeks, we were like, this was amazing and beautiful, and we'll do that forever. And that's now been going on for 23 years. And that program actually has evolved so that now at Keshet, we have actually the first pre-professional program with a mixed ability dance track in the United States. So that has continued to grow over the years. The other entity that came to us was a program happening at the juvenile jail that's here in Albuquerque, and said, we're doing a program for girls who are inside on good behavior. We'd love to have a dance class once a week. So again, same thing. We worked with the facility there and we built a curriculum that would work. And again, it was really successful. And we said, this is something we should keep forever. And we haven't left it there. And that's been 23 years as well. And so now that program has been evolving, which we can talk about a little bit more later. But that has now really evolved into a larger network that's going to be launching in January called the New Mexico Arts and Justice Network.
Wow. I wanted to ask you about that for sure. After this many years, you must have people who are young dancers in any capacity, come to you and say, that was transformational for me. I was in the hospital. I never thought anybody would pay any attention to me. I had this disease, I have this disability, whatever. And now, all these years later, what you and Keshet did for me changed my perspective, if not my life.
Yeah, I would say that happens regularly for us, and not only from the dancers themselves, but often from people who are assisting in classes, audience members who say, I didn't even understand that that's what dance could be, and now I see what dance is or what the possibility of dance is. And so for us, it's really, I think, an ongoing process of really being able to crack open what is that definition of dance and how powerful it can be if you open and expand that definition and that experience for so many people, both as the dancers and as the dance experiencers, I would say, or the audience members or family members or anybody in the community that maybe hasn't intersected with dance before.
Yeah, I suppose over the years and different shows, different presentations, you've had some parents or brothers and sisters, if whoever participating, dragged into the hall. It's dance. I don't want to see dance. And then they see it and they go, wow, this is a lot cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, Sandra's a great example of that, as someone who originally came because her daughter found out about an audition. And then from there, her son became a dancer as well. She also joined in and has now been dancing with Kesha for 10 years. So, I mean, that's sort of a lot of what happens. Somebody shows up and then everybody else joins in.
All right, Sandra, your cue. Tell us what you get out of Kesha.
That is so true. You said transformation, and you know, that's exactly what happened to me. My first connection with Kesha was when, like Shira said, my 10-year-old daughter, Gabby, said to me, take me to an appointment that she made herself to audition for the Nutcracker on the Rocks. I had no idea what the Nutcracker on the Rocks was. I had no idea what Keshet was. I was a little afraid for her because I didn't know what type of audition or how competitive it was going to be. She was doing theater before. But I go, we show up at the studio. There were like 35 to 50 people there. We're all scared, some of us, thinking, what is this? And then here comes Shira with this great energy and a radiant smile. And then she asked us all, raise your hand if you are here for auditions to the Nutcracker on the Rocks. And we all raised our hands. And then she said these three magical words, you are in. Boy, was that a relief for me as a parent. I was so happy that my daughter was in. And it was just like that, very welcoming. It was, we felt very included with the idea that we were going to be in the show. And then, of course, I volunteered. I was given the opportunity to volunteer during the production and the rehearsals. And I believe I watched the show 9 times when they put it on at the National Hispanic Cultural Center and from different angles. And I really was so moved. I was moved. I was inspired. I was so moved and inspired that I later, with my son, the twin brother, Liam, I joined the production 7 years. So we were in the show as well with my daughters for 7 years. And I have to tell you, it was a life-changing, and it is a life-changing. And that is the reason why I'm still here. And I am thankful for the opportunity to come and share that with you, because I've seen the hard work that these kids go through. It is really changes you physically, emotionally, and psychologically. And studies have been made where dancing is incredible for your mind, and it changes you as a human being. And I see it, and I'm thankful for that, and I believe. And, you know, it was great to see also my kids go into the pre-professional program, like Cheryl was talking about, which is a great educational program where it helped them to become expose them to the possibilities of becoming professional dancers. But that's not all. I feel like I've seen them become better human beings. They're both in college now. My son is graduating with majoring in dance, contemporary dance, and my daughter is minoring in dance. And I'm going to grow old in dance. That's going to be me.
Or stay young.
I actually feel very grateful, I tell you. And I don't know if I want to go into that now, but I take so many classes, and I wish everybody else can come and join us, because it really changes me. When I leave Cachet, I'm a new person. I go in thinking it's cold. I don't know if I want to move. My body hurts. Oh, my arm. And then I leave with this inspiring morning, you know, or inspiring opportunity, and grateful to be able to move.
I have to think, and any one of you can address this, and well, we'll get to you, Adrian, here shortly. For a lot of the younger kids that come into the program, this is sort of their first exposure to a discipline. I don't mean just the discipline of dance, but the discipline of preparing for a show.
Yeah.
And following the direction and remembering what you're supposed to do. Something that for a lot of them, they may not have ever had to do before.
Yeah.
And that's a lesson that you can apply to a lot of other things in life.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a really big component of the work that we do. We really push that area of discipline, of teamwork, of how do you show up and be present and support each other and work on yourself and support the community. And so, we have a lot of parents after a show, they'll be like, I have no idea how you got my kid to pick up their room all the time, but like they hang up their clothes now. And we have a costume jail so that if your costume has to stay on the hanger. And so all of these tools that get applied in the show really carry over into other parts of their lives. And something that's really important to us, a lot of times being involved in any type of extracurricular activity can be an expensive undertaking for a family. And so Keshet has an unlimited non-competitive scholarship program within our structure so that anybody can participate in dance, no matter what your financial situation is, your physical situation, if you dance from a wheelchair or use a walker or anything else. And so we really make sure that everybody has access to this, and that scholarship program is utilized in many different ways by many different families, but it allows every single person to be able to access that art form and that discipline and the community that's created because of that.
I have to think that it sounds like if you want to be a part of a production at Keshet, are you willing to get on the stage?
Yeah, really the requirement is, will you show up? And if you show up, then you can do it.
That's the primary goal right there, to have people show up.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get some comments from you, Adrian Moore Trask. You are the business advancement director. Essentially, what do you do for Keshet?
Well, I support the business side of the art and really connecting with community members who want to support what we do and who want to support the arts in Albuquerque. So I'm all about bringing people in to learn about our productions, to learn about the scholarship program and how they can support that program, because this work really doesn't happen without the help of our community.
Well, one of the big things you have coming up in November is Alice. It's a major show for the month of November, from the 15th through the 24th. Where is it going to be held? And maybe, Adrian, you can talk a little bit about this production. And you've been there 3 years, so you've seen some of these productions. How's this one stack up?
Yeah, Alice, An Adventure of Wonder and Wondering is one of our really amazing community productions. What's really special about these big community productions that Keshet does is they bring together dancers in our community programming, in our mixed ability programming, our pre-professional program, which is our students who are taking that intensive dance training to go into higher education and careers in dance, and then also our professional dance company. And so it really brings together all of those different dancers on the stage. It's a really special dance viewing experience. And so it's absolutely something that really introduces you to the welcoming atmosphere of Keshet and to the beautiful art.
And so where do you do this production?
Of course, it's at Keshet Center for the Arts, which is located in Midtown on Cutler. And you can't miss Keshet now, because in 2018, we were part of Mural Fest, and we actually have the largest mural in New Mexico on our building, which was created by artist Mick Burson. And it was created with the help of over 200 volunteers painting our building. It's beautiful. You have to come see it.
Is Alice a show that you do you've done before? Is this a yearly thing, or do you wait 5 years and do it a show again?
We've done it now for a few years, and it is a Keshet twist on Alice in Wonderland. Sure. We had been doing Nutcracker on the Rocks, which was the Keshet twist on the Nutcracker, and we ran that show for 20 years. And then after 20 years, we retired that show and created a new one, and really are looking at that as a model of how we continue to keep things fresh and new at Keshet, of really engaging all of these different areas of what we do and all of the amazing staff that's at Keshet right now. There are so many talented company members, choreographers, educators, and so really looking at how do we use this incredible community that has evolved to create new productions and new stories and new ways to be involved as this multi-layered dance community.
This is a big production. When you first started, was finding space to do a production an issue for you?
Yeah, it was really challenging, which was one of the reasons why we really pursued creating our own space to have a home base. And there are some lovely, lovely spaces in town. One of the challenges was that many of the spaces, while they're wheelchair accessible for the audience members, they were not wheelchair accessible for the performers. And so that was, for us, a really big challenge. And then adding into that, you know, part of our experience is how do we engage everybody in the full production process? And sometimes when you're renting somebody else's theater, it's hard to utilize that space in a really deep way, in a deep creative way. Sometimes you just have to get in quickly and get out because schedules are like that. So having our own space has really changed the model of how we're able to build productions and expand opportunities. So now, not only can you learn the art of dance, but you can come in and you can learn lighting design, you can learn sound design, you can learn stage management support. And so we're able to really broaden how people are engaged with the organization.
You're listening to Weekly Edition. My name is Pat Allen, and my guests are from Keshet Dance and Center for the Arts. I have Shira Greenberg, the founder and artistic director. I have Adrian Moore Trask, the business advancement director. And I have a volunteer and a dancer and a parent, Sandra Martokine Evans, talking about what they do at Keshet and the big production coming up starting November 15th. How long have you been at Cutler? Because that's got to be a big stage for what you present.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful. So we've been there for about 6 years now. And it's really changed the work that we're able to do and expand that work. So now, once we moved into that facility, we were actually able to add another arm of programming called the Keshet Ideas and Innovation Center. And that community is then able to provide business resources and maker space for performing artists in our community. So it holds an arts entrepreneurship mentorship element, tenant space for businesses that are building their art form, and as I mentioned, the maker space, which for us as a growing organization was always a challenge to find studio space and performance space. So this allows performing artists, particularly choreographers, the opportunity to be able to create their product and get their product to market.
Shira, I know you can address this. I'd also like to get Adrian's thoughts on this. Since day one, I'm sure, and since the 3 years you've been there, Adrian, community support, and I just don't mean people like Sandra coming up and helping out, but businesses stepping forward and saying, you know, we'd like to help out. They may have had a family member or their neighbor might have been involved in a production at Keshet, and they're thinking, we need to do something to give back a little bit. Is that a big part? For organizations, nonprofits, fundraising is like job number one for some branch of that organization. You have the artistic director, you got the parent, and you got the business development. Do you find that this is a receptive community when you go out and present what you're all doing?
Yes, absolutely. We're really lucky to have a lot of business support in the community for our programming. We have corporate fans who sponsor a season or two seasons each year of programming and performances happening at Keshet. And these businesses you know, are coming to our shows. They're supporting us, of course, monetarily. They're sharing in the community and with their clients and colleagues about what's happening at Keshet, which is so meaningful. And also in Midtown, we're lucky to have a lot of business support from the businesses in that area who are part of the Midtown Arts and Entertainment District. And a lot of those businesses come together to throw great events at Keshet and on our whole block, and also, you know, support us as corporate fans.
You know, if there's ever somebody who's a little bit on the fence about supporting you or not, just take Sandra along.
I think
that'll tip it right over there.
No, you know what? Can I just tell you that?
Absolutely.
I do have to mention that Keshet is really community. I am all about community, and I feel like we all need to be about community, and that's what it is. It takes so many people to create the things that they do, and like Cheryl was saying, the staff and the dancers and you know, they bring people from other countries, and I'm so fortunate. I feel lucky, and I feel like really we should all participate in organizations like this where you can go and take a master class with someone who is from Israel or some other country. It's about community, and it is about, you know, being responsible to each other in making a change. And the only way that you can do that is by participating. Movement is critical. Movement is important, and it's a necessity. And I just feel like, you know, we should seek for organizations like this, and we should support organizations like this so that we can continue. I mean, it's health. You will, I promise you, you won't take any medications when you dance. So good for you.
Very well said. She's mentioning some of the moving parts of this whole thing, and there's more, I'm sure, every year that come along. One of the things you brought up and you'd like to talk about is the social justice through dance. People might have different ways of interpreting it. How do you view that? What is it?
Well, our particular focus area has been really in the juvenile justice realm, and then moving that, expanding beyond just juveniles, but young adults as well. And so it started, as I mentioned, you know, about 23 years ago when we were asked to come in and do this short-term program. And from going inside and realizing, okay, actually, one class a week for an 8-week workshop is not going to make a difference in this particular issue that we have as a community. And so I asked the facility if we can gather our own funding and create our own curriculum for this. Can we come back daily and be in here as a daily presence? And so we did that. And so we've been in the juvenile prison system for the past 23 years. And over that time, the program itself has really evolved. So first, it was just dance programming to really build self-confidence. That quickly shifted after hearing from the kids that one of their big challenges was the school structure for them. So inside of the juvenile prison that's located here in Albuquerque, it serves all of New Mexico, but it's here in Albuquerque. There is a school on site, and they were having a lot of challenges with learning within that school system for a number of reasons. And so we said, well, can we get your textbooks? And so we got the textbooks, and I said, I think I can dance that. So let's turn this textbook topic area into a dance curriculum. And so then we got permission from the school principals and the superintendent to say, let's add this into the school day structure. And so now we teach 4 classes a day in the school, and we have a curriculum that teaches math, literacy, science, and conflict resolution through a movement-based curriculum that the kids get credit for. And it's really, really incredible. The kids, we track pre-tests and post-tests, and their test scores go up about 28% in a semester in these different topic areas. And then the next obstacle that we came across was that as they were getting released, they were then reoffending and ending up back in prison again. And so we really tried to dig into this issue of what happens when you get out and what can we do to help that cliff that they fall off of. And so we worked with the Juvenile Parole Board to adjust a law that was in place that prevented people from working with the kids from inside to outside. And that was really an issue because the kids would leave and they would have to create new relationships. But we have pretty long sentencing laws in New Mexico. And so if you're in jail from 14 to 17 and then you leave and you don't have any of those relationships that you're allowed to keep, and then you have to trust a new everybody, we were able to work with them from inside to outside. And when that happened, the kids now who go through that full thread with us have a 0% recidivism rate, which is hugely different than the 50 to 85% recidivism rate that happens depending on how you slice the numbers of if you're going back as a juvenile or as an adult. But the issue of how do you keep these kids really embraced in a strong mentorship-based community so that they don't reoffend, we found that the arts was really a critical tool for that. And this mentorship relationship that was built through this artist experience was really a winning combination. So
I have to think, Cheryl, that what you've created here and what your associates have created over the years with the success you've had, some people in the state, if not out of the state, want to replicate this.
Yes, absolutely.
And put, once they see the results just from the incarceration program, just those things you talked about.
Yeah.
Coming out after 3 years and having no one, they develop trust with you or someone for 3 years, and all of a sudden that person isn't there.
Exactly.
And then they're sort of, okay, so what am I going to do now? Well, I'll do what I did before I got in.
Yeah, yeah. So we did, a few years ago, we got some funding to actually codify our curriculum and pilot it in 5 other cities across the U.S., and we did that. It was really a successful pilot project, but what we found was that we were missing some pieces. The curriculum was wonderful, but the curriculum, we sort of took for granted that we had built all of these other resources around the curriculum. How do we integrate with the state departments? How do we help also work with the faculty at the facilities themselves? How did we build the culture within our own organization to be able to do these things? And so we kind of took a step back and said, how can we make a different type of a network structure that could really expand the work that we're doing in our own state so that we have more of a toolkit to be able to bring to these other states to be able to replicate. And so that's where this new New Mexico Arts and Justice Network has evolved from. And we've been planning in the planning process for the past 2 years of that and ready to launch in January.
Some of the core values, if you want to call them that, values of inclusion, authenticity, excellence, opportunity, personal growth, and fluidity.
Yes.
That's the one that caught my attention.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Fluidity means we are nimble and we can take on any challenge.
Okay.
And be able to just be
adaptable.
Adapt. Yeah, because running any business requires that sort of fluid approach. And particularly working with a really large community base, and that community base being funders and students and government institutions and kids coming out of incarceration. And no matter what it is, you have to be able to be adaptable and fluid to be able to change at a moment's notice, not change the mission and not change the course of where you're going, but be able to be movable in that process.
Yeah, and responsive to our community.
Yeah.
And to what we're learning from our community.
Yeah.
I have to think that no matter how old you are when you get involved in this, you get out of it what you put into it. You get about as much as you want to take out, or just what you think you're going to get from it, and you go home after that. So congratulations on this. I think that's great. What does the word mean?
Keshet means rainbow in Hebrew.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked that.
Yeah.
You see it coming in the mail, you go, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And it's a neat logo, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And it is a rainbow of participants.
Yes.
I have to say, there is a lot of diversity, if I can say that.
Sure. Are you in, Alice?
I wish. I am so sad. I have a real job.
Oh.
But I was in Alice 2 years,
were
for
you?
2 years.
Oh, okay.
Come see it.
So you're a veteran.
But I'm going to volunteer, if Shira allows me. I will be there volunteering, and people can come and volunteer.
Come
see it.
You have your picture at the front door. You're not allowed in.
So
the show is coming up November the 15th through the 24th. It's where now?
At Keshet Center for the Arts in Midtown on Cutler.
And got plenty of parking?
Plenty of parking, mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, very good. And tickets are available?
Tickets are available, and you can purchase them through our website, which is keshetarts.org.
How many people actually participate on stage for this production?
It varies from year to year. This year we have a little over 60 participants in the show.
And all abilities? All
abilities, all ages.
All ages,
mm-hmm.
All kinds of things. And if you look at the website, which is?
KeshetArts.org.
There you go. You can see a photograph of a stage of, I'm not sure if it was Alice or not, but there is the whole spectrum of the community up there.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. I know that's what you strive for.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, if people are willing to come in, go to audition, raise their hand, you're in.
Yes.
There's no reason you can't be a part of this.
Right.
All right. So I want to thank all of you for coming in.
Thank
My
you
guests
so much.
Here have been Shira Greenberg, the founder of Keshet, and artistic director as well, Adrian Moore Trask, their business advancement director, and a volunteer and an advocate, a passionate advocate for Keshet, Sandra Marroquin-Evans. Thank you all for coming in to Weekly Edition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Pat Allen.